This is our online segment. And we have Kim Jones from NFL Network joining us and Andrew Brill from ESPN New York. Welcome to both of you. And look, we know Andy Dalton has had tremendous success with A.J. Green. Big pressure on the Giants defense that's made an incredible turnaround from last year.
Incredible. And what strikes me, Bob, is after the last game, Jonathan Casillas stood in front of his locker and said two very important words: we believe. And that means they believe in the red zone, that stat you just gave. They believe when the game is on their shoulders, as it's been in four of the five wins. They believe, and I have a theory on this that I'll try to describe to you very quickly. They have players like a Landon Collins, who was going to ascend. You knew that watching him as a rookie. He was going to be better this season. They brought in the free agents for a fortune. We get that. But there are enough players on this team who weren't part of the failures in 2015. They are motivated to be better, but they don't bear the scars. And I've talked to many defensive starters about this. They all believe, when I explain it that way, that that has been a big reason they've been able to improve so much.
Yeah, and that red zone number that you gave, the 39.3%, that's going to be a huge test, because over the last three games, they've gotten the Bengals have gotten Tyler Eifert back. They've gone from 43% efficiency in the red zone to 82% in the red zone, which is a huge jump. The defense has a little bit of a test. They have A.J. Green. They have Jeremy Hill. Don't forget about Gio Bernard, who gets about a third of his touches are passes out of the backfield. So they've got their work cut out for them in terms of the defense.
Yeah, Jeremy Hill, the running back, 25 rushing touchdowns, the second most in the NFL going back a couple seasons. Only DeMarco Murray has more rushing touchdowns with 26. I want to ask you about this defense, because they spent a lot of money. Obviously, they have a lot better players than they had last year. But they also made some smart low-budget signings. Mm-hmm. You bring in a guy like Kelvin Shepard, smart player. Keenan Robinson is a player that has really helped us, especially as far as pass defense is concerned, has had a lot of injuries. So it's not just the big-ticket items that are coming through. It's an undrafted free agent like Andrew Adams. It's some of these other free agents that they brought in that have done a nice job for them.
And I think when you have a certain culture, to use a word that we probably overuse, it allows for those players to flourish. You ask a player like one of those you just mentioned to come in and save a defense that can't stop anybody, that player is probably not going to have much of an impact, right? But you ask a player to assimilate into a defense that does have the personnel, that does have the belief, and does have that little tiny bit of magic in terms of making the big play at the right time, even if they've let that opponent drive down the field, you are talking about allowing players to play to their level and to exceed it.
My question to you is, this is a team that's traditionally had a fullback, and they don't have a fullback on the roster. Now, they had some, Will Johnson, unfortunately, got hurt. He was someone that they envisioned in that role. Are you surprised, though, that they did not look for somebody else to kind of reprise that role when the injuries happened during the training camp?
I am, and I'm also more surprised that they didn't move Will Tye into that H-back role a little bit earlier. I understand Larry Donnell didn't help the cause at tight end. You do have a rookie there who's, you know, getting and probably deserves to get a little bit more playing time. But the way this offense operates, the way players have described it to me, the fullback just isn't a big part of it. There are parts of this offense we're used to seeing with Eli Manning at quarterback that just don't really exist anymore in this offense. But if it's going to come at the expense of having any running game whatsoever, then it was clearly a miscalculation.
You know, and the other thing is, we've seen them now a couple times this year, games that they've won where the defense has closed it out, but when they've had the ball with almost exactly 4 minutes to go, and we talk about the four-minute offense, and it's been a three and out, and that's where not having a running game, I think, has really hurt them.
Absolutely. You keep the clock moving. You can run the ball and just run it down their throats and keep the clock moving. You can run out the clock. There's nothing better than being in that victory formation at the end of the game. They did it in the last game against the Eagles, but it needed a good defensive stop to get there.
All right, your pick for Monday night.
Well, having seen them beat the Eagles, that is a game this team almost always loses. Mm-hmm. I am going to pick them to beat the Bengals on Monday night. I do think, like Andrew said, trepidation, especially with Eifert back. I do think the Giants win, of course, a close game.
Yeah, I think it's a close game, and you gave the stat before, five wins by a total of 20 points. Giants scored just over 20. The Cincinnati Bengals averaged just under 21. I think this is a six-point game. I'm going to go with the Giants 27-21.
Yeah, another tight one. We appreciate the time.